Okay, unless you are a diehard professional wrestling fan, you might have missed a very special TV milestone this week.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw.
You heard it. The WWE celebrated the 25th anniversary of its flagship show, Monday Night Raw. That is a quarter century of trash talk, absurd plot lines, bizarro characters, and, of course, those fan-pleasing moments of scripted violence.
It may be the night! It may be the biggest night! Get up, Taker! Get up! He's still got that damn chair! Oh, my God almighty! A knockout shot! A knockout shot!
It was a big moment for the WWE. But what is next for Raw? For that, we are turning to David Shoemaker from The Ringer. Welcome, David.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I learned something new this week. The WWE says Raw is the longest-running weekly TV show in history? Is that correct?
Weekly episodic TV show. I think that's the key word. As far as like a scripted, you know, non-news show goes, there's nothing that even comes close to it.
What's the secret? I mean, what is it about professional wrestling that speaks to us so deeply?
I mean, the excitement building up leading up to it was just unbelievable. Yeah. And that was largely because WWE just has a lock on a group of fans that have, I mean, if I'm any example, been watching wrestling for as long as we can remember. And, you know, when they launched Monday Night Raw 25 years ago, it was risky. It was a shock to the system of the pro wrestling world for sure. Nobody would have guessed that it would have become the institution in the business, but they've become just the seat of power in the pro wrestling world.
Well, Raw's contract with the USA Network is up next year. Is Raw going to stay with USA, or what's with these rumors that Facebook might be in the mix now?
Well, for WWE, you know, I mean, they're really coming up at a crossroads. They've been with the USA Network for a long time. They're incredibly valuable to USA just because of the number of eyeballs they get. USA can sell ads on other shows by saying we're the most watched cable network. And a lot of that is due to WWE programming. But, you know, the last time their contract came up, WWE was hoping for a much bigger number than NBC Universal ended up giving them. And they sort of decided to stand pat for the time being. New media is a real interesting platform for WWE, not just because they have an endless amount of potential programming. And, you know, there's a lot of viewers that'll jump around to find it.
If Raw ends up on Facebook, would that change who's traditionally been watching professional wrestling, you think?
Well, I have a hard time imagining Raw is going to end up on Facebook, or if it were to end up on Facebook, that there wouldn't still be another anchor program on a network because they want to have representation on every broadcast avenue.
Yeah.
The reason why Facebook is really interesting in the pro wrestling world is because professional wrestling has always been at the forefront of every technological shift. When national television first started with the Dumont Network back in the 40s, pro wrestling was one of the first things that was on because it was already there, already being taped, and it was easy to see from your couch on a tiny TV screen. They were the first, you know, they were one of the first big forces on cable television when they took over. I think that running an important weekly show on Facebook, you know, might be the next big thing.
All right. David Shoemaker of The Ringer. He is also the co-host of the Masked Man podcast. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.